As John is covering hot stuff at 15 and a half minutes before 11 o'clock, the gasoline availability situation this July 4th ranges from mostly good to tight in some areas of the country. It appears many Americans are spending the holiday close to home, probably because of the gas situation and the fact that the holiday falls midweek. We'll have details on that story and lots more with news coming up at 11 o'clock.
Dance with me. I want to be a partner. Can you?
Music from the Delphonics at 10 minutes before 11 o'clock in the Twin Cities. This evening at 6:05, Gene Harrington's guest on TC Sports Line, Paul Molitor of the Milwaukee Brewers, and sportscaster Harry Carney of the White Sox. Here's some by request from Brooklyn Park.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress.
Lightfoot at sundown, which is a ways off, and we're going to have a lot of sunshine before we see that sun go down today. And the Twin Cities partly sunny, 68 degrees, and music from Barbara Mason next. Carter, Eve Moulton is slipping away. Here's the Bellamy Brothers on TC 1280 with the Twin Cities Greatest Hits.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and you'll know what I mean. That's the reason.
Partly sunny in the Twin Cities and 71 degrees at 19 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock. We got music from Edie Gourmet next. Twin Cities' greatest hit music, Radio 1280, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, home of the Splendid Blend. It's Peter Frampton and I'm in You. Say, when you read and spell, do you often confuse letters and words? When you do math, do you confuse numbers? If you have problems like these, you may have a learning disability that was never diagnosed. Call the nonprofit Elder Reading and Math Clinic and find out about getting some help for it. 871-9011 is their number. That number again is 871-9011. Twin Cities weather coming up in about 7 minutes. Right now we got Bill Withers.
Sometimes in our lives.
Whoa! It's Dion Dowd on Run Around Sue at 25 before noon. Our Twin Cities forecast is next, along with some music from Rick James.
George's Fashions for Men, Golden Valley Shopping Center, Olson Memorial Highway is going out of business, closing their doors forever. This is your chance of a lifetime to save. George's, home of Janssen, Catalina, Ratner of California, Jamar, Damon, Career Club, Enro, and many, many more. George's is going out of business and must sell its entire stock to the bare walls. Men's suits, regularly $100, now only $48. Sport coats, regularly $75, just $38. Famous label slacks, values to $20, going out of business priced at a low, low $9.88. All this and more at George's Fashions for Men. Going out of business. Golden Valley Shopping Center, Olson Memorial Highway. That's George's Fashions for Men. Going out of business sale. Open daily 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday 9 to 6. Sunday 12 to 5. Hurry, hurry. Don't miss it.
Well, the United States has been doing pretty well gold-wise in the Pan American Games, and the U.S. baseball team will be meeting Canada at the Pan Am Games this afternoon. The Americans pounded Mexico into the ground yesterday in the opening game of the Pan American Baseball Series. 18-0 was the final score of that one, so if they do anything to the Canadians like they did to the Mexicans yesterday, we should be well on our way to seeing another gold medal. Twin Cities weather this afternoon, mostly sunny and mild with a high temperature, oh, I'd say about 77 degrees. East winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, the low temperature 53, east winds at 5 to 10, and Thursday, again, mostly sunny and continued mild, with another nice high temperature somewhere around 77 degrees. The wind is north of 10 right now. Partly sunny skies remain with us in the Twin Cities, and 71 degrees is the current temperature, TC. At the Twin Cities' greatest hit music at Radio 1280, WWTC, St. Paul, Minneapolis, home of the splendid blend. It's Foreigner at 18 minutes past 11 o'clock in the Twin Cities. 72 degrees is our brand new temperature reading. That's up 2 from last hour. It's sunny in the Twin Cities, and we're looking for a high temperature today of about 78. More music right after this.
Monday, put a cap on your Memorial Day weekend with big-time soccer as the Kicks host the Portland Timbers. Minnesota Kicks soccer at Metropolitan Stadium. Memorial Day night, Monday night, against the Portland Timbers. Kickoff time is 8:05. Be there. Tickets $7, $5, and $3.75. Available in advance at Met Center. Day of the game at Metropolitan Stadium. Ticket windows. Still the most kicks per buck in town. Memorial Day night, the Kicks and Portland at the Met.
City's greatest hit music is on Radio 1280, WWTC, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Paul Revere and the Raiders, featuring Mark Lindsay. It's a beautiful day for racing in Indianapolis, where the 35-car field has received the traditional starting command. The Indy 500 for this year is underway. We'll have details on the racer's progress for you in about 5 minutes. And veteran defensive end Jim Marshall has signed for a 20th season with the Minnesota Vikings. The 41-year-old Marshall was among 11 Minnesota players who became free agents in February. A former Ohio State star, Marshall holds the National Football League record for most consecutive games, 266, and most games played with a single team, 254, with Minnesota. In terms of NFL seasons, Marshall remains 6 seasons away from George Blanda's record, 26. Blanda retiring from Oakland in 1975 at the age of 48, but still, you know, when you can manage 20 seasons in the National Football League, you're doing all right. 3 of the other 10 Minnesota free agents have signed. 2 got offers from other teams. The Vikings exercised first refusal rights. Again in the Twin Cities, sunny and 72 degrees at 19 minutes before 12 o'clock at WWTC. Stories in the news today. Government investigators probing financial details of President Carter's peanut business are reported to have sent a subpoena to the White House. We'll have details on that story and more at noon today with news.
Just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you.
It's 2 minutes away from 12 o'clock in the Twin Cities, and news is coming up next, right after Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Listening to the Twin Cities' greatest hit music on Radio 1280, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Sunny and 72 degrees at 12 o'clock.
Transportation officials are now analyzing the flight recorder tapes from American Airlines Flight 191. Transportation safety spokesman Doug Dreyfus says the information is helping to piece together the tragedy.
We do have data coming from it, which is encouraging to us, because then we'll know that we'll be able to get more information to help us analyze the accident.
Meanwhile, the death count of 273 may go higher. Infants' clothes had been found in the wreckage, suggesting that children were aboard. Workers at that Dow chemical plant in Pittsburgh, California, say they warned company officials in April of gas leaks and other safety problems. Yesterday, an explosion ripped through the plant while chemicals were being tested, killing two employees and injuring five. A report from the Boston Herald-American says that $250 million Conrail fund is nearly empty. And the paper says Interstate Commerce investigators were punished by their superiors for pointing out questionable payments from the fund. This is news from Mutual Radio. I'm Sally Beckner.
Discover the Dermasoft formula for hard, calloused skin. Apply Dermasoft cream to feet, hands, and elbows as directed. Dermasoft gives you the same callus-removing ingredient that doctors use most. Now you can soften and remove hard, calloused skin without painful cutting or scraping. Dermasoft cream. Dermasoft.
Laxatives work in different ways. X-Lax pills gently stimulate your system's own natural rhythm. That's the difference. X-Lax pills, for occasional use only as directed.
America's changing every day, with the Ford Pace Setters leading the way.
Ford, the wagon master, has set the pace in wagons. Since 1949, Ford has sold 1 million more wagons than anyone else, based on R.L. Polk registrations. See the 79 Ford Pacesetter wagons now.
Ford's setting the pace.